the top of the IDS Center.
A-F-A-I.
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fist.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty, shake your groove thing, shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
K-F-A-I.
Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. I did that all wrong. It's KFAI.org. That's the most important thing. And for those of you who still have FM receivers, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Crap from the past. Why, yes, I think I shall play some obscure pop music for the next 90 minutes, beaming out worldwide from KFAI here in Minneapolis. If you recognize the first song, good for you, because the man singing like a chipmunk is Bryan Adams. His very first single in 1979 was originally cut as a ballad. Went into the studio, cut a ballad, gave it to A&M Records. A&M Records really didn't like it. So they sped it way up to make him sound like a chipmunk and gave him the thumping disco backing track that you heard there. Released it as a 45 in the US and Canada. It didn't do squat. Nothing. Also released as a 12-inch single. And since then, to the best of my knowledge, never has been re-released ever, making it a collector's item. So I played the extremely hard-to-find 7-inch 45 RPM single version right there at the beginning of the show. Brian Adams and Let Me Take You Dancing on Pat from the Past. I've prepared a little bit of stuff tonight. Not enough to qualify as a theme show by any means, but I have four songs scribbled down on this little piece of paper here, which is my cheat sheet. I can barely read my own handwriting. One of them was Let Me Take You Dancing, so three left to go. Something you'd like to hear tonight? I am not answering the phone, because I never answer the phone, because I'm that kind of guy. Instead, we'll do it electronically, and I'll answer your emails to ron@crapfromthepast.com. Otherwise, check out something really funny on the Crap from the Past page at KFAI.org. That thingy at the top there, I had to work pretty hard on that to actually get, well, you'll see, the Crap from the Past page at KFAI.org. It's good for a laugh. And if you like that, email me and I'll send you some more stuff that's just like that. It's pretty funny. All right. Enough of my obnoxious theme song. We'll go back to the 70s here. Early 70s at that. Play you an old song and a remake of the old song. From 1971, a nice stomping thing from John Congos called He's Gonna Step On You Again on Crap from the Past.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
So, Beneath, what do you want for your bite day?
Disco hairdos, clothes, dance lessons, and roller skates.
On Crap from the Past.
From 1991, that's the Happy Mondays, and Step On. I guess technically it's Step On 1991 edited remix, since there were a couple of different mixes of that floating around. So one of them got play right here in town on Modern Rock KJ104 in 1991. We've talked about KJ104 pretty much every week, because that's the way it goes. It's a legendary radio station here in town. Played a lot of, now it would be considered modern rock at the time, stuff riding high on top of the British pop charts, which was nice. So Step On got play here, substantial airplay here in town. Really not a whole lot of other places in the country, to the best of my knowledge. And a whole lot of other stuff, like the Wonder stuff, got some airplay here in Minneapolis in 1991. And pretty much no airplay once KJ104 signed off. But that's the breaks, and there are still a handful of people in town who remember that. And that's for you. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. And something you'd like to hear tonight? Ron@crapfromthepast.com. Keith in Albuquerque wanted to hear something from the Idrisi brothers. Who are the Idrisi brothers is what you're thinking. And they started recording in the late 50s, like 1959. And they kept recording all the way up through the late 70s, at least through 1979, because I have a record here of theirs from 79. They, Slow Dancin' Don't Turn Me On was a hit of theirs from around 1972, I think. It's not a immediately recognizable song, and one that doesn't get played on the oldies stations. Instead, I found two from the Idrisi brothers. They were best known initially for their songwriting skills. In 1967, they wrote a song called Never My Love and gave it to the Association. Big hit for the Association. And then it was covered by everybody. And that's one of those particular songs that we've done a Never My Love marathon in years past here on Crap from the Past. And I can think of versions by, let's see, The Association, The Fifth Dimension, Blue Swede, The Sand Pebbles. The list goes on and on to things I can't even remember off the top of my head. And eventually, 1977, 10 years after it was first a hit for The Association, the Idrisi brothers saw it fit to cover their own song. Weekly, I might add. This is not a very good record. I was not impressed. From around December 1977, I'll play Never My Love. And then I'll play you something they released 2 years after that in 79. That sounds a whole lot like the Bee Gees, which I kind of like. So, the Idrisi brothers from 1977 for you, Keith in Albuquerque, on Crap from the Past.
Will you always love me?
Life depends. I've asked you to spend your life with me.
monster Gerber.
The new soft sound of the 70s was upon us.
On Crap from the Past.
The Idrisi Brothers from 1979, and a song they recorded for Scotti Brothers Records in 79 called Ghost Dancer. It's written by the Idrisi Brothers, but it's produced by a guy named Freddie Perrin. Who's Freddie Perrin? He produced Making It by David Naughton. He did I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, a really big record, as you might imagine. Stumbling In for Susie Quattro and Chris Norman. I think he did Hotline for the Silvers and Boogie Fever. So he had a nice thin, for lack of a better descriptive term, he had thin rhythm sections, but uncluttered. Nice uncluttered disco production there for the Idrisi Brothers. There you go. For Keith in Albuquerque. Something you'd like to hear tonight, Ron at crapfromthepast.com. And now, Asleep at the Mixing Board? That's what I'm going to throw out there. The Graceland album from 1986 for Paul Simon, really a gigantic album, and deservedly so. I really enjoyed the stuff that was on it, and it's put together really well. Graceland, a fine song. Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes, terrific. You Can Call Me Al, I heard it a couple too many times, but it's really quite a good song. And there was always one perplexing thing, and that one of the single releases was The Boy in the Bubble. It's a fine song. And nothing wrong with that song at all, but it didn't do real well on the pop charts. And I think this might have been the follow-up to the second release of You Can Call Me Al. I think the chronology is a little confusing. So I'll play what I know. Here, let me play you a little bit of the album version of The Boy in the Bubble. This is how it starts.
And the sun was beating on the soldiers by the side of the road. There was a bright light.
I want you to listen to how the thing is actually mixed. The rate, you know, how, where the drums are with respect to the vocals and the bass and everything. Here, give a listen.
This is the long distance call.
It's put together pretty well. There's nothing wrong with that. And I always wondered to myself, why was The Boy in the Bubble not a bigger hit? And I wondered for years. I never had the 45. It didn't quite chart high enough for me to grab a copy of that. So I always wondered, I guess radio just ignored it. Well, I found the answer to that, if you can believe that. I found an extremely rare promo CD single of The Boy in the Bubble from 1986. There aren't many of these things in circulation, so to find it was ridiculously good luck on my part. It's got the 7-inch single remix and the 12-inch extended version. I had the long extended version on a 12-inch single at home, so I knew what that sounded like. It's basically the same mix, but it's got some really cool drum breaks in it, and it goes on for over 6 minutes. That's not the interesting track on here. The interesting track to me, the 7-inch single remix. And really, they dropped the ball on this one. It's mixed so badly that, of course, no radio station is going to play this. And I would venture that this mix that I'm holding in my hand here, this 7-inch single remix of The Boy in the Bubble, was enough to make this thing not a hit. Let's see. It's remixed by Roy Haley, and he did all the Paul Simon stuff, so he is to blame for this. I've never heard a song with the drums mixed this obtrusively far in front before, ever. So what I'm going to play for you here, The Boy in the Bubble, the 7-inch single remix by Paul Simon from 1986, as heard only here on Crap from the Past.
And the sun was beating on the soldiers by the side of the road. There was a bright light, a shatter in the shop windows. The bomb in the baby carriage was wired to the radio. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to a song. The way we look to a distant call. Dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. There was a dry wind, and it swept across the desert and curled into circle of blue, and the dead sand falling on the children, the mothers and the fathers of the automatic earth. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow mo. The way we look to a song, oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. It's a turnaround jump shot. It's everybody jump start. It's every generation throws a hero
up the pop charts. Medicine is magical and magical is art. Think of the boy in the bubble and the baby with the babbling heart. And I believe these are days. Lasers in the jungle, lasers in the jungle somewhere. Staccato signals of constant information, a loose affiliation of millionaires and billionaires and baby. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all, oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry.
Mention the name Peter Frampton to your average Joe and they'll probably remember a guy with long curly hair. Pam, what do you think of when I say Peter Frampton?
Oh, I think of Show Me the Way and I think of speaking through that effect, guitar effect thing.
The talk box?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what he's up to these days?
Well, actually, I do have an idea, but the only reason I have an idea of what he's up to is because of you, Simon.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Just, you know, it's interesting to know that over 40 years in the business, Peter Frampton is still out there bringing in the crowds with his amazing guitar work and live energy. Last year saw the release of the Grammy-nominated album Fingerprints, which included the Grammy-winning track Black Hole Sun. And I'd like you to join us on Pam Without Boundaries as we showcase this album of star-studded instrumentals. And we'll bring you up to date on how Peter Frampton sounds today. We'll also be playing an interview with Peter himself, so find out more at 7:30 in the morning on Tuesday, July the 29th, with me, Simon, and Pam on Pam Without Boundaries here on KFAI.
Radio Without Boundaries.
A song that sounded kind of out of place on the radio when it came out in the summer of 1980, Rocky Burnett. That's, who's his dad? Dorsey Burnett? I think that's right. Johnny Burnett? Oh, I'm embarrassing myself. Anyway, Rocky Burnett, son of someone famous. Tired of Toeing the Line was a good size top 10 record in the summer of 1980. That's from Mike in Las Vegas, because I don't actually have Fallen in Love by Rocky Burnett. I assume that's the follow-up single, and if I have it, I have it at home and I don't have it with me. I'd have to actually check the book for that one. I don't recognize this song, but there you go. Whoa, 7 minutes late. Oh, geez, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI.org. And for those of you who still have FM receivers, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. That's right. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, harbinger of the future. That's right. And we can do it by playing music from the past. Paradoxical, yet paradoxical. Something you'd like to hear tonight? Be like those guys, like Mike from Las Vegas. Send me email to ron@crapfromthepast.com, because I don't answer the phone here at KFAI. It's not because I'm a jerk. Well, I may be a jerk, but answering the phone isn't why. I actually program the song or this show one song at a time. And to actually answer the phone, too disruptive, because this show is not pre-planned, unlike some other shows, maybe at the top 40 radio stations. Well, if they answer the phone at all. Coming up soon, well, okay, let me take care of a whole bunch of stuff all at once. I got a bunch of emails regarding the guy named Paul New, because I had an album by Paul New and Steel City that looked like he was a football player. At least I thought nobody I had ever heard of. And we had a Pittsburgh Steelers thingy on the front, and he was wearing a bunch of rings, and I thought maybe he was a football player. I don't know. I don't know squat about football. So a bunch of you wrote in and said, no, he's not a football player. He just makes songs about football and other sporting events. So I checked my big book, and what do you know? I have another song by Paul New on a 45, The Ballad of Roberto Clemente, which came out in the mid-70s sometime. And I checked online, and the song has been enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame, which I think is really funny. But it's not a very good song. I'm not going to play it here, but that Paul New guy has been around since the 50s. 50 years of making music, and he's still going at it. So, well, good for you, Paul New. I learned something new thanks to some listeners online. Thanks to Colin for sending me some good stuff from the goodies. I'm a big goodies fan, but I don't know if I was a big enough goodies fan to bring any in tonight. So if I don't have any this week, then I will play some goodies stuff next week, because it is, in fact, fun. And now, since I'm blabbing on and on, a random 45. And I know it's been a long time since we've done this feature, but I was at a local bookshop record store type dealy here in town, and I found some stuff for cheap, so I bought it because it was on clearance, and I like that. And I thought this could be interesting on the air, and it's credited to Andre Crouch. I'm not 100% sure who Andre Crouch is, but I'm pretty sure it's kind of gospel-y, because it's on, what's the name of this record company? Light Records. So, not smooth, not to be confused with smooth music. This is Light Records, and I have a feeling this is kind of gospel-y, and Gene from Radio Rumpus Room seemed to think it was as well. So I'm going to play an Andre Crouch 45 from 1979. Never heard it before. Don't know what it sounds like. All I know is that it's called I'll Be Thinking of You, and here's hoping it's good, the random 45 on Crap from the Past.
Heart, and there you'll always stay till we meet again someday. I'll be thinking of you. The sun will shine again.
Jesus, I'll be praying for you.
KFAI is a sponsor of the 7th Annual Square Lake Film and Music Festival, August 16th, from 1 p.m. to midnight.
The Square Lake Film and Music Festival will feature a performance by Fort Wilson Riot of the score to the film The Devilish Tenant and a headlining set from Happy Apple.
Also, animation and short films will be screened throughout the day between live sets from Spaghetti Western String Company, The Owls, Black Blondie, and others.
For more information, go to squarelakefestival.com.
To disturb with a thought, with a whisper. think I'd die. I think I'd laugh at you. I know I'd cry. What am I supposed to do? Follow you? Outside the thoughts come flooding back now. I'm just trying to forget you. Seems it's in the storm. With a thought, with a whisper.
That first Duran Duran album is pretty darn good. First there was Duran Duran, and then there was Rio, and then they recorded Is There Something I Should Know and tacked it on the first Duran Duran album and got rid of some other song I can't remember, and then the rest is history, sort of. But that, I finally got a copy of that first Duran Duran album on CD. In fact, I got the Japanese pressing on EMI Records, which is pretty cool. And if you look on the CD, it's misspelled and they say Plant Earth, which is pretty cool. It's not Plant, it's Planet Earth, but that's okay. Careless Memories, a song that's aged remarkably well. That was recorded in 1981. That's 27 years ago, my friends. And Careless Memories held up very nicely. And the rest of that first album also held up very nicely, except for the haircuts on the front cover, because that's what's going to happen. I'm a fan of the Duran. And I can rhyme. I'm a genius. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. And I play a lot of pop music you haven't heard on the air in a long time. And this is a song I hadn't heard in a long time. Long, long time. The story behind this is way back when, in college, I used to work for 98PXY, a top 40 radio station in Rochester, New York. And I worked there in 1990. Well, I had a kind of a reasonable relationship with some of the DJs there. They kind of knew who I was. I would call often enough that they kind of knew me and that I wasn't some kind of the usual crackpot caller. So when they played a song that was so bad in late 1989, I called and I had to know what it was and why they were playing it. It wasn't on the pop charts, because I knew the pop charts because I lived and breathed this stuff in college. I had no idea what this thing was or why they were playing it. And I called them up. What are you playing? It's a song called Jackie Lucky by Sonny Joe White. To which I said, why are you playing this? It's terrible. And they pointed out that Sonny Joe White was one of the owners of the radio station. I said, oh, enough said. Makes perfect sense to me. And that was the end of that. Well, I hadn't really thought about the song in years. Years and years and years and years. Nearly 20 years, because it came out in late 1989. Well, here we are in 2008. And it turns up on a Hitmakers compilation that I traded for. I got a CDR copy of Hitmakers Volume 27 in case you're trying to hunt it down. And what do you know? It's got a copy of Jackie Lucky by Sonny Joe White. It's just as terrible as I remembered it. Now, I'm going to play it for you here, or at least start it. Now, the CD player didn't seem to like it too much and was hiccuping. I'm going to get as far in as I can before you realize that this is one of the worst songs you've ever heard. Yeah, and played once or twice by 98PXY in Rochester, New York, because Sonny Joe White, the artist here, owned the radio station. Ain't life sweet? On Crap from the Past.
Have you heard of the KFAI Frequency Club? It's a membership level where people become members of KFAI by showing pride for their favorite numbers on the radio dial, 90.3 or 106.7. It's not Minneapolis versus St. Paul. It's just a fun way to give to the station while representing your neighborhood. If you join KFAI at a level of $90.30 or more, you become a Frequency Club member. You'll receive thank you gifts and a member card for discounts around the Twin Cities, no matter where you tune in. Join nearly 700 Frequency Club members today by calling 612-341-3144, extension 22, or by visiting www.kfai.org.
I'm surprised that song hasn't been sampled in a rap song yet, in a hip-hop song. It's gotta be at some point. I Found Sunshine from the Chi Lights from 1973. Good stuff. Sounds a lot like Superstition. Yeah, I was around the same period as Stevie Wonder's Superstition, 1 year after it, I think. And that's why it sounds, yeah, I like that. Ooh, I like that so much. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI.org, all over the big wide web world at KFAI.org. Or, if you prefer, if you simply must, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul. Oh, that archaic FM technology. Something you'd like to hear tonight? Ron at crapfromthepast.com got a bunch of emails, a whole bunch. And let's see, to answer a question, no, that wasn't Denise Williams a couple songs back. That Andre Crouch Random 45, the woman singing on it was named Christy Murden from... I'll Be Thinking of You song from 1979. So, nope, not Denise Williams, even though she had a high squeaky voice, just like Denise Williams has. And, this ought to be good. From 1989, it's The Call and Let the Day Begin on Crap from the Past.
to present the logistics of our mission, the Commander-in-Chief. Please welcome the original Gerber baby.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Back in college again from late 1988, Susie and the Banshees and Peekaboo, a song that's aged remarkably well and one that I enjoy playing here on Crap from the Past. Now I'm going to try this thing. KFAI is a sponsor of Minneapolis National Night Out, Tuesday, August 5th. Join your neighbors for the celebration. It's a perfect way to have fun and at the same time build a stronger, safer community. National Night Out, building community for 25 years. More information available at ci.minneapolis.mn.us. Now from 1992, Swing Out Sister, Get in Touch with Yourself on Crap from the Past.
Try to we're going to learn the McDonald's menu song and give a listener out there a chance to win $1 million. So, repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
No, no.
No, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Here goes.
Here goes.
Big Mac, McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese filet, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden french fries, regular or larger size, a salad, chef or garden, or a chicken salad, oriental, big, big breakfast, egg, McMuffin, hot hotcakes and sausage, maybe biscuits, bacon, egg and cheese or sausage, Danny's hash browns, two and four dessert, hot apple pies and sundaes, three varieties, a sausage cone, three kinds of shakes, and chocolatey chip cookies, and a drink of Coca-Cola, diet Coke and orange, drink a Sprite and coffee, decaf, two, a low-fat milk, also an orange juice. I love McDonald's, good time, great taste, and I get this all at one place. Got it?
Got it!
Okay, now you do it! Ah, too bad. Because if this class can do the McDonald's menu song all the way through, a listener out there is going to win $1 million.
Win $1 million?
Yeah. So let's try again. Big Mac, McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese.
Big Mac, McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese.
Filet a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal.
Filet a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal.
You're on a roll. Keep going.
Big Mac, tasty, golden french fries, regular, a larger size, a salad, chef or garden, or chicken salad, oriental, baby breakfast, steak, McMuffin, hot hotcakes and sausage, maybe biscuits, bacon, egg and cheese, a sausage, Danish hash browns, two and four dessert, hot apple pies and sundaes, three varieties, a sausage, corn, three kinds of shakes, and chocolate, eat your cookies, and a drink of Coca-Cola, diet Coke and orange, drink a Sprite and coffee, decaf, two, a loaf, and milk, also an orange, and salad, and
we're so sorry. The person listening to this record didn't win the big prize. But tell him to check out those coupons.
Check out those coupons.
And get him down to McDonald's now to save money on great McDonald's food and give him more chances to win more prizes.
More prizes.
And you guys.
Yes.
Sing something else.
Good time, great taste. That's why this is our place. The good time, great taste of McDonald's.
Nice. I didn't win $1 million. I guess that should be obvious there. That record went out to people, I'm guessing, in the mid-70s. No, wait, the McDLT was there, wasn't it? That must have been the 80s. 90s? Rats. Well, if anybody can pin down the date better than me, have at it. It's obviously a parody of Life as a Rock, but the Radio Rolled Me by Reunion, which came out in 1974. So this thing that you heard there came out after 1974. And now, oops, hang on, I got to cue this thing up here on this same CD, which isn't all that convenient there. So, in 2002, I did a whole show of corporate anthems. These are rah-rah songs that companies put together to boost morale and keep their employees happy, which is a stupid idea, but I did 90 minutes of them. There was a time and a place for them, and virtually all the companies of which I played their songs in 2002, virtually all of them are gone nowadays, which is all too entertaining for me. I kind of hope that doesn't happen to this next corporate anthem that I'm going to play here. I'm not sure how I got a copy of this, but I have it, and I'm going to play you a very recent Target corporate anthem, the Target Corporation based right here in Minneapolis. So, no artist credited, but this is Target, and Fast, Fun, and Friendly on Crap from the Past.
With me on the ice, selling fashion, selling style.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
By 1975, they had worked themselves out of the stockroom onto the charts.
On Crap from the Past.
Change your tone. Don't you threaten me, son. You got a lot of gold. We're gonna do things my way.
There, that's how the 45 is. It's all edited to pieces, which is okay. Levi Stubbs and Chorus is how it's billed. It's from the movie Little Shop of Horrors. Mean Green Mother from Outer Space. It was released as a single in 1986, and that's what I played for you there. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, wrapping things up here on Crap from the Past. Here, listen. I gotta step on the intro here. And so that's going to do it for me here on Crap from the Past. Next week on Radio Rumpus Room, you're going to want to tune in because Todd Mayberry is filling in. He filled in for me just a couple weeks ago, and he's terrific. So you're going to want to tune in next week. Mick Novak takes the airwaves in about 5 minutes or so with This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. And I got one song left. And I'll tell you that you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI.org. And for those of you stuck in the 20th century, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM, St. Paul. Hey, what do you know? I have 20 seconds left. I'll just blab on and on for no good reason. What I'm playing for you here, the 12-inch version of The Right Thing, a fine song by Simply Red that should have been a much bigger hit here in the U.S. than it was. What are you going to do? I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
In the middle of the night.